Sif Katan Dalad, Simulam Gimel Sif Katan Dalad, Yeshanim Psura. The Quran is Kalkul Machus Yashim is saying that to the Machash of Mercer, if it's new, they're kosher. If they're old, already it's possible, because that means it's indicative that the material is starting to deteriorate due to age. So the Mois of Dirsha, they bring in the Mukhi Yosef. So there's a concept in Halacha, you find it by Sirchus, that certain things which if we have a situation which Chazal say based on the situation it's going to continue to deteriorate, Halacha looks at it as if there's deterioration already there. When it starts getting to a certain age and it starts to start falling apart, tears that keep getting bigger and bigger. That's where the it didn't happen yet, but we look at it as if it's happened and it's going to pass on the tefillin. That's that argument. But Yeshamim Sirlu Lehepech, Yeshamim, which the Ramah brings, see it all the way around. The Chadashim Iglai Milsa Dor Bekukul. If it tore right away, what's going on? It must be inferior or. Even this man, what Nikru tore right away, it's indicative of the fact that there's something wrong with it. Intrinsically, is wrong with this leather. Now, I feel a heck of a shaykh all the time. Now, these arguments are talking about a case where it just tore on its own without any instrument tearing them. It just started to crack and fall apart. So we could discuss it's getting old, it's falling apart, it's brand new and it's falling apart. But let's say something cut it, so then these differences are irrelevant. So no, I feel a heck of a. Something tore it, something cut it. So then this argument of old and new was irrelevant. Still we apply the rule that you know, what Allah says, it's possible, it's only possible no matter which way it is. The Dibuk Mahanim on Yodim Shenak or Makoko. But if this is a sign of a deterioration of the ore, gluing it together is not going to solve the problem. If the ore is really a strong, healthy ore, but there was a cut, so in that situation, gluing it together will solve the problem. Even if you hold that you need orechet, which means if you hold you need orechet, you're arguing that sewing and gluing are not considered one item. So how could you argue over here if you need or echad that if you be makor or echad that you can rely on dibuk? The answer is because a tear is not intrinsically a problem. It's just we're afraid of the what might happen due to the tear. So for that, the solution is to glue it. A similar example of that is by the top of the lulav. So if you have a split on top of your lulav, which is not halachically significant, it's less than a tefach, and it's less than roiv. So when the shedra of the lulav, when it finally ends, then the one leaf continues all the way up to the top, the tziyamis. So there could be quite a distance, depending on what type of lulav you have, from the shedra end till that leaf finish, continues up. It can go up 6, 8, 10 inches.
Different types of lulav.
So the halacha is if that middle one splits, even though it's not visible, it's not a hymn that's visible, but the fact is that leaf split into two. So one sheet of holes is as long as roiv of the leaf is intact, it's kosher. The leaf being intact, I mean, from the time the shedra ends till the top, that's called the leaf. If roiv of the leaf, distance wise, is attached, it's kosher. One sheet that says if a tefach is torn already, it's possible. Right, so tefach is 3 to 4 inches. So if 3 to 4 inches, even if the thing is 10 inches long, so a tear of 4 inches is not rive of the tear of the leaf. So it's a problem. But if it's less than that, it's less than a tefach, or it's less, it's not rive. So it's kosher mikra din. On the other hand, the nature of the beast is that you're going to be shaking it and using it; it's going to tear more. So what's the solution? Glue it. So Allah says you can glue it together.
You're allowed to glue it
together. So that's the same type of argument he's saying over here is, you can't glue together to make a kosher. If it's possible, the gluing together is not going to make a kosher. Right. It's kosher, but we have a practical issue, we're concerned. Now there is a one sheet in halacha which says that even a little bit is a problem because the nature is it's going to tear more. For that, the answer is gluing. Right? So the answer is for that is gluing.
One of the salespeople know.
So the similar idea over here, we're saying if there's nothing wrong with the leather per se, it's not because it's deteriorating, because it's old, or because it's inferior quality, just something cut it. A knife cut it, so then you're worried about it tearing more, and then really there's a problem. So the answer is glue it together. So this opinion holds the Chadoshim are kshirim. I feel like Karev Mishnei Abatim, Mishnei Dev Hasem, even if it's two different Batim, it's two different sides, or even on the same side, they're facing each other. So it's two walls have been torn, this sheet holds its kosher.
Two what?
Two different walls of these Batim. Walls. Yeah. Now, where is it going on? Kosher mancha or mosher about them kaim. As long as the titur is still kaim. Vav kaim. Hanu titur means that the titur that's sitting in is intact. Because that'll hold the bat. Aba beis yes appears to boy shiyu shleimim mecholat stodim. Mashu ne lamash nikar miyefneim bein bias the bias. This is how the Ramah understands it. Comes the beis yes. Beis yes is discussed as we were discussing before. It can't be visible on the outside. If it tears internally, it's kosher. If it tears externally, it's a problem. So the gamim das ramah shetiko lalacha because of the gamim batim shechem liyos v'kemim ela shenikra ksas. When the ramah says that they have to be kiyomim, so in other words, the mecharber said the moshe of batim has to be kai. Came along the ramah and he said the batim also have to be kai. He says, what that means is that the outside is all kayim, and the kruksas means internally there's a tear. Perish. Shenikru bein bias the bias. I will start him sich aliyah shlemim. Feel a care of a bias echad. Im nasi bi bachutz levad gam ken yish lahachman. So it comes out, even if just one of the four batim tore, if it tore in an external part of the that bias, so it's only one, but still it would be a problem. The Ramah says that some say that the opposite is true, that new ones are pasul and old ones are kosher. Therefore Yishrimach, you should pasul both. These are Mishnayim.
Okay.
Pasul, yeah. Okay, yesh. Satur Mishabra. Okay, yesh. If so, Masha, give them a seferim. That was the seferim do. When they make the forms of the sharosh, so you're compressing together this leather and trying to make four separate batim. So there's that leather in the middle, which it can be bumpy or doesn't necessarily compress well. So you want to scrape away some of the leather and make it that it should fit nicely. So sometimes what you would do, you would end up scraping away to the point that you cut through, and then you would sort of like cover it up with a piece. So that's the problem. According to what we're saying right now, that tear is going to puzzle the twillet. So that which is sorry from scratch, if they scratch it away to the point that it tore, it's a problem. Okay, what's considered new? That if you take if you pull them by the area of the ritzuas, it's going to expand. This is only relevant if you're pulling on the mabarta, which is the same piece as the batim. In other words, my issue is the batim are going to spread. If it's all one piece, so when I pull over here by the mabarta, so I'm spreading the batim. If it's two different pieces, pulling on the mabarta is not going to impact the aura of the batim. So that's not going to be a good test. or but for us, they were separate pieces, so this whole thing becomes irrelevant. Then he said,
"Yes, they're not.
If two of them became possible, which is Zeshloka Neged Zed. So if it's recent Rishlishi, even though they're Yeshanim, which according to Mechaber, Yeshanim is a problem, they'd be kosher. Rishon Rishlishi, but the Zed Mikri Zeshloka Neged Zed. Feeling Nasa Hakera Babayas Hashlishi, Bishnei Doif Noisov, is kosher. According to this argument, if Ba'i Shlishi has a kera on both sides of it, it's kosher. Kimashiyesh Ba'i Sholim Mafsik Beinayim. So if number one has a tear, number two is intact, and number three has a tear on both sides, that's not going to change anything because two is intact and four is intact. I will not say kera Ba'i Shani of Shlishi if it's two numbers two and three. The kera Echad Ba'i is Echad Mimino, the kera Shani Ba'i is Shani Mismola. So it's numbers two and three. This one's on its, let's say, its left side. This one's on its right side. So they're not facing each other at all. Av the carrot, right? Av became mikri zek and neged zed. It's the two next to each other have a pull-up problem, and then came and d'shnei abatim him simuchem adari. Like you spoke out before, if long as the batim are adjacent, even though the tears are not adjacent, it doesn't make a difference. If three of them have a tear, even though each one only has a tear on one wall, it's a problem. But rabbis, a few of chadashim, the ksharnu liel, b'shnayim, a few of etzuzeh, kamakim b'shishi posel. As we said, by two it's kosher, but by three it's going to be posel. Even in chadashim, which we said before is kosher, by shloish it's going to be posel.
Two or three, one.
Okay. Number two or three batim. Let's hold it here.